The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie Same Game Parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
WMVP, WSHE HD2, Chicago.
Chicago's home for sports.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
All right, so this was a tweet. I believe Courtney sent it out earlier today. Justin Fields was limited with the shoulder injury. Trevor Siemian is out with the oblique injury. So last week's starter probably won't play this week. Nathan Peterman is out there. And Tim Boyle arrived today from the Detroit Lions off their practice squad.
Get your tickets, Bears fans.
Someone said that the end of the 06 season's game was one of the worst. It was either 05 or 06, where the Bears, wasn't that the New Year's Day game where like Rex Grossman was out partying the night before and they had clinched their, they'd already clinched the playoff spot. And like, I want to say, he sent me a tweet. I'll read it for sure here. Where that year's game, the Packers were out of the postseason. It was the last week of the season. The Bears had clinched their playoff spot. And Rex and Brian Greasy threw for a combined 7 completions.
It was the New Year's Eve game of 2006, Silly. The Bears were 13-3 that season, so they were 13-2 going into the game. The Packers were 7-8 heading into that game.
See, but at least...
yeah,
at least that's like a sit out because we're great game. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like it's a okay. The fun is about to happen. This is you're 3-9, and your quarterback probably isn't going to play because he's hurt. Game, and then the other team just sucks too. Now Rodgers playing will make it more intriguing. I know Waddle, you have said you want to see Jordan Love.
I think
most Packer fans. I think if you're a Packer fan, you want to win. I think most Packer fans want to see who they have. I think they're actually upset that Aaron Rodgers is going to play. I mean, why not, right? Like, play yeah. Jordan Love as much as you can. Get the best draft pick as much as possible. And that way, if Jordan Love is good, you either know he is definitively your future, or you can trade him then.
Then, yeah, I want to see. Yeah, I get it. I mean, it makes more sense for me to see Jordan Love, but as Rodgers described it, they're still in this mathematically, and he wants to go out there, get the W, get some rest at the bye week because they share the bye with the Bears, and then come back, see if they can go on a run. I don't expect that, but by the way, do you know the line on Rex Grossman in that game? Give me a line.
Did he have one of those 0.0 ratings again, the Blutarski, like he did in the Arizona game? Well, okay, so he already told me that there were 7 total completions between the two quarterbacks.
Yes, there was another completion. Do you know who made the other completion?
Oh, this is good. Was this like on a wide receiver, a running back?
You tell me there were 8 completed passes in this game, 7 by quarterbacks.
Bernard Berrien completed a game, or would he be sitting out of this game?
He did not complete a pass.
Cedric Benson completed a pass.
He did
not. Thomas Jones completed a pass.
You're not sniffing.
Oh, Brad Maynard.
There you go.
That was like the fifth.
There you go. That is it.
A little special team fakeroo?
I guess. Go back, though, to Rex Grossman's stat line.
Rex Grossman was 3-for-10 for 28 yards and 2 interceptions.
Close. Rex Grossman was 2-of-12 for 33 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions.
Why did he even play?
Brian Greasy, 5-for-15 for 124 yards, 1 touchdown, and 2 interceptions. You know what Brian Greasy's doing right now?
He is the quarterback's coach for the San Francisco
49ers
after being in the booth.
Yeah. So collectively, yes, they were 7-of-27 for 157 yards, 1 touchdown, and 5 tutties, or 5 interceptions.
Is that where the bar is then? I mean, like, again... the 06 Bears made it to the Super Bowl. They were 13-3, as Meller said. They would get the bye. And, you know, Rexy had to celebrate New Year's. And you didn't want to play in this game. You know, they had bigger fish to fry eventually.
I saw a picture the other day of a highlight of Rexy standing next. I think he was standing next to Kirk Cousins, and they were standing behind RG3, I think it was, in Washington uniforms. And Rexy was a little full. Yeah, a little puffy and full.
That was like a month ago when we made RG3.
Yeah.
And he was telling us about how he was like 240 pounds.
Yeah, I don't know if he was 240 in this picture, but
He came in at 240, and then he would lose weight during training camp. But honestly, the Bears have had some bad quarterbacks name-wise. Has it been worse than Peterman and Boyle?
Ever? For like a 1-2 combat?
For a Bears-Packers game? It could be Nathan Peterman and Tim Boyle. I mean, how many starts do you have there? And, like, isn't Nathan Peterman known for starting one? Doesn't he have one of the worst stat lines in NFL history for a start?
As I believe he's the only guy who ever made a debut who's hit through 5 interceptions in his NFL debut.
Wasn't he the guy, too, wasn't it Gruden that said he really believed in him? Was it Gruden?
Yeah, Gruden.
And that was after, remember, the 5 interception. Because he started in Buffalo. This was before Josh Allen got there.
It was just we were so excited, and we went from 30 points per game, every game is must watch because of Justin Fields, to oh my, he got hurt, to last week, this game sucks. This is super boring, and our defense is even getting worse now because the rookies are all out.
Not that it matters, but my guess is that it's more likely. I think Trevor Siemian's going to be available. I don't know if he'll start, but my guess is you'll take a shot, you'll take some medication, whatever it is. An oblique is not fun, I'm sure. I don't recall ever having one. But don't you think that I know he didn't practice today, but that doesn't mean he won't be available just in case break glass with Peterman.
Is Peterman back on the practice squad, by the way? Because it says in parentheses, practice squad. So did they put him back?
I don't know.
Like, I don't even know what's going on.
I mean, it's going to be hard I guess you can put together, it's a remedial passing game to begin with at the moment, but I think it would be really difficult to bring in Tim Boyle and get him up to speed to even speak the language in the huddle.
Like I said, a month ago, Tim Boyle was throwing passes to Braxton, my son, at Soldier Field. He could be in the game for the Chicago Bears. He was on the Lions practice squad, and in pregame, he was throwing passes to Braxton. He could be in the game for the Chicago Bears against the Green Bay Packers.
Who, Braxton or Tim Boyle?
Tim Boyle.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, I didn't find out that it was Tim Boyle throwing those passes a month ago until today, when I found out that it was, like, there was a guy in a Lions sweatshirt who was throwing the passes, and it wasn't until today I realized it was Tim Boyle. Because who knows what Tim Boyle looks like?
Handsome guy, 6'4".
Great hair.
Yeah, good hair. Kind of a striking figure out there on the football
Who's
field.
Who's this quality control coach playing catch with Braxton?
That's what I thought, and I went up to him afterwards, and
he's got a good arm.
Well, the quality control, here's the quality, here's the key. Your quality control coach isn't going to be out there in shorts and a T-shirt.
He was in sweats in a hoodie because it was cold.
Yeah.
And I said to him afterwards, I go, that was super nice of you. Really? It was really nice of you. And he's like, yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Mr. Hipple.
And then today when they signed him, I'm like, I saw the picture of him. I go, Waddle, was that him? And well, yeah, that was him. That was the guy. So I don't know.
Is a Peterman... What's his name? Boyle? Peterman Boyle.
Thank
combo.
You, good time, Patty Boyle.
Is that worse than 2004, a Chad Hutchinson, Craig Krenzel combination that the Bears had in Packers?
It's comparable, isn't it?
That's a pretty. The Bears were 5-11.
Yeah, that's on par. Like that's my where guess we 0-4 is where we always go back to really bad.
Is Chad Hutchinson the one with the most? I don't know. Did he ever play?
Did he ever get on the field?
He played that game, actually. His stat line was 20 for 29 for 196.
Who's the most accomplished guy on that of the four of them? Peterman, Tim Boyle, who'd you say? Chad Hutchinson and Craig. It's probably Krenzel, isn't it?
Krenzel was a fourth-round pick out of Ohio State. Wasn't Hutchinson at one time highly thought of didn't the Cowboys take him?
Yes.
Yes.
Wasn't he a two-sport guy who played baseball first?
Oh, yeah. Pitcher.
You know what else he did? He played the guitar.
Guitar on Hard Knocks.
Yes. Yes. But Sylvie, wave to the fine people out here.
Thank you.
Yes.
Big fans of the Waddle and Sylvie show outside.
When you say most accomplished, though, wasn't Craig Krenzel like a molecular biologist?
Yes, he was a nuclear, whatever it was.
One of the smarter quarterbacks there is.
Yeah.
That's when we had Krenzel, Rexy, and Orton, wasn't it? In like 04?
What an eclectic group that is. I wonder how the meeting room went there.
And don't forget Hutchinson. He worked his way into that year, too.
Yes. Man, Craig Krenzel was, he was some sort of Meller. He was some sort of like really smart.
I'm pretty sure it was like some type of biology because I always remember, or maybe chemistry. They always talked about that on the broadcast. Like, forget the fact that this guy can't play quarterback. He's definitely a good scientist.
5 games he started. He was 3-2 for your Chicago Bears.
500 record, a Jerry Angelo draft pick.
Yes. 3 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. That probably is the best stat line of the four, isn't it?
Claypool is also limited. Like Claypool should play, right?
I would think so. He was limited. He wasn't out. I think if you're limited on Wednesday, there's a good chance you'll be available.
Here's that text that I got from my Packer friend, John. He said, it's Super Bowl week. This was before we knew what was really going on. It's Super Bowl week. Shall we make a tequila versus whiskey bet? If the Packers win, you buy a bottle of whiskey for me. If the Bears win, I buy a bottle or two for you.
So why two for one? Is he trying to entice you into the bet because he's feeling chesty?
I think he was trying to entice me.
Yeah.
I think then he was trying to give me like the points as well.
What's the line on this game?
And I texted him back, no effing way. And then he goes, well, how about if this bet is only good if Fields plays? And I still don't know.
The Packers are currently 4.5-point favorites in this game.
With that Bears defense right now, this could be, too. When do you remember a Bears defense this bad?
Oh, I don't.
This is as generic of a Bears defense.
Mel Tucker. Mel Tucker D. Under Trestman.
I don't know. There were still like guys that we knew who were players on that now. They were older.
Did I hear today that they had a sack from a defensive lineman for the first time in a month?
Yes, that happened against the Jets.
Yeah. Like, and Brisker and Gordon are both still in concussion protocol.
Eddie Jackson and Eddie's gone for the year.
With Eddie Jackson out, with Brisker out, with Gordon out, this is like when in the 70s, and my parents would never get us Coke. They would
Coca-Cola.
Oh, Jesus. They would never get us Pepsi. They would never get us even RC Cola.
Mr. Pitt? RC?
No. They would get us the cola. We would drink cola.
Are you trying to outpour us right now? Is this what you're doing?
We would get the Jewel Cola. We would have cola on our dinner table. This is back in the day when no one ever drank water. We would have, like, in the middle, we'd have a 2-liter bottle of cola.
Hey, Mom, pass the cola, please.
Now, there's lots of colas. What color? The generic brand, did they try and fake like they were Coke?
It was just that green and gray brand with a big white label with a green, like a greenish.
It's flat, even though they just bottled it, too, right? It's totally flat.
But then we upgraded to the better generic of a red thing to make it look even more like Coca-Cola, where it said cola on it. And
that's when copyright laws were loosey fast.
The Bears defense is cola. We're not like this
with
is
a K. Not even with a C.
This is generic. Like I don't like the quarterback is who again? Boyle and who?
Peterman.
And the defense is as generic of a Bears defense as I can remember.
Well, that's why your friend is trying to take advantage of you.
It's all about
because even a bad Packer team is a 4.5-point favorite on the road out here on Sunday. And you know what?
That's how bad they suck.
You know what Rodgers is going to do. He's going to throw a couple of duddies and get into the end zone and give you the discount.
Oh,
double
is he going to yell, "I own you"?
Yeah, of course.
When they're 4-8 or whatever they are.
No, well, you know what? He's going to shoot for the, what's the record? 7 touchdowns. He might have that in his sights. So that he could salvage this year for himself, the year that he set.
And if he does what Mellor's talking about, please dispute. I don't care what the record of the season is. The statement stands. Didn't they win the first game between the two?
Yes, the Packers.
If he wins this one, can he still lay claim to owning us?
Yeah, but if you're bragging about that, that's like what? Go. That's like the fifth grader being up at kindergarten.
But he's not going to brag. He's going
to
have
to respond. That's what he did the first time. He was responding to a woman, a Bears fan woman, who was giving him the finger. Listen, I don't want to be the one defending Aaron Rodgers, but like, as we say, if you boo someone, don't be pissed and red rear-ended if they boo you back. And that's basically what Rodgers did.
He won't even have to respond, though. He'll just have that S-eating grin all over his face on the broadcast, that
really?
Smirk. And you know, he doesn't even need to say anything. It's just the face. It's the Aaron Rodgers
the smugness.
It's the S-eating
jerk face.
Yes. Yes, he embodies
it. Does he have the energy to give us jerk face even? Like, think about this.
Doesn't jerk smirk?
I like that.
There you go. That is that right there. Maybe the jerk smirk bowl.
Yes.
Like there you go. Because you know Rodgers is going to play. There's a good chance he has a good game against our beaten up and tattered defense out on the lakefront. What you're going to get from him is a jerk smirk at the end of the game where he's thrown 3 or 4 tutties.
Doesn't this, though, speak volumes about how bad the Packers are, too? With what I just described, the quarterbacks, if Fields doesn't play, how bad the Bears' defense already is and who they're missing, all they gave up to Mike White, and the Packers are only a 4.5-point favorite? Like, if the Packers were good, that's a 15-point line.
Well, the Packers aren't good.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Doesn't that speak volumes about how bad the Packers are? They're a 4.5-point favorite against that team?
That and their 4-8 record.
But that's embarrassing.
I think we pound the Packers.
I think Aaron Rodgers, if he gets a chance, he's going to try to hang 40 on this team. That's just who he is.
Well, they scored a lot against the Eagles.
What was it, 23?
With him?
Yeah.
Before Jordan.
Oh, no. Did they even have 23?
They were in the 30s.
They got 34. Wasn't 34?
Did they? Yeah, it was 40-something to 34.
Yeah, I thought it was 40-34.
How many did he put on him?
I think all until the end.
33 total. Jordan Love had the one touchdown pass. So, yeah, 26? 26. Yeah, he could hang 35 on us.
Mike White
did it in the rain.
Yeah, I mean, think about the run game. They still can run the ball. They can't stop the run, the Bears. No. Jason in Iowa, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jason?
Fellas, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Hey, talking about quarterback combinations, I'm around you guys' age. I'm 52. I had to pull up. I'm driving on the road in Iowa. I had to pull up. I was physically at our December 9th, 1984, Bears-Packers. Packers beat us 20-14. Oof. I'm looking on Pro Football or whatever stat line I'm on. Rusty Lish was our starting quarterback, a.k.a. Krusty Dish, and none other than Sweetness, Walter Payton, was our backup where he threw a touchdown pass in that game.
Yeah. I take Walter starting today, that's for sure, over.
Yes.
It would make things more interesting.
That's a fact. The Packers' starting quarterbacks were Rich Campbell and Randy Wright. What an awful game. So
some of those early, like, and the Bears were already turning the tide in 84, but, you know, some of those late 70s, early 80s games between the two teams when they both sucked were not good.
Oh. No.
Jason, thank you.
So there you go, boys.
That's good stuff. Thanks. Al in Florida, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Al?
Hey, guys. Great to talk. I just wanted to add one thing. You guys are talking about the all-time worst Bears defenses, and Mellor brought up a good point about about Mel Tucker. I've been trying to scramble as I've been on hold trying to look it up, but I know that 1 year when Mel Tucker was a defensive coordinator, there was an eight-game stretch where the Bears defense gave up like 1,620 yards rushing, which was like the worst eight-game stretch in the history of the NFL at the time. I remember that. But I would say that the difference would be, like you guys said, that they had some players on that defense.
Yeah, Briggs was still on that defense.
Right.
Peppers, at least one of the years was there, right?
Right, yeah.
Jared Allen then replaced Peppers.
Yeah, I think, you know, I would say the thing about the Bears defense this year, and, you know, I know you guys are going back and forth with Yurko, and I understand Yurko's point too, but I just think that, you know, I'm a Bears fan, and I want them to win every game, but when they traded Roquan, it's like, look, if wins mattered this year, they wouldn't have traded Roquan. I mean, I'm not saying they did it for a bad reason. I think that you can kind of see the path clear. So, like, this year's defense now, they are truly the no-name defense. So, I don't expect much.
This is the 2013 Bears where defensively, I want to say in that season, they gave up, starting in week 7, 209 rushing yards, followed by 199 the following week, followed by 145, 174, 258, 246, 198. Is that the stretch you were thinking about?
Wow. Well, if it isn't, it's got to be, right?
And read some of the players on that team. I think Briggs was on that team. Peppers was on that team still. Peanut was still on that team?
Yeah.
Like, they still had some of the good Bears players.
Chris Conte, your buddy, was on that team.
Of course he was.
Tim Jennings, Lance Briggs, Jonathan Bostic, Julius Peppers, Charles Tillman, Corey Wooten was there. Shea McClellan.
Hey, those are some players. Yeah. I mean, it's not like we have this year. So.
No, right now it's like the cabinets are bare.
Yeah.
So, Al, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Al.
And it's like we knew. We knew they have some players, but we knew in a rebuild that you're light on talent and you're especially light on depth.
That's why my expectation level and everyone's expectation level was pretty low with regard to wins, even in a mediocre league.
Yeah. A couple of things I want to discuss with you. Where does Russell Wilson rank on guys in their prime that you can remember falling off the table like he has? And why are we not hearing anything from the Cubs and the White Sox? Why? And maybe they will do something, but why are the rich teams, and I don't mean by just payroll-wise, I mean, the teams who are already good, why are they still looking to improve? But the two teams in town who are not that good, why are they not looking to improve so quickly? We'll try to answer those questions coming up next.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home. For sports.
A couple other notes. We got to get in these holiday parody songs. ESPNparody.com. We got about a week and a half left. I guess Honey Bear has sent one in, and she's been very persistent about us playing it.
She calls every day about this time, right?
My wife is listening. She should probably turn off the show right now. It's about her, I think. We'll play it here in a minute. Also, we're going to be out at Cody's on Friday. It's a Miller Lite event. So come see us at Cody's Lakeview. It's on Berry Street. Waddle and me, it's going to be a big weekend this weekend. Bears and Packers. And, of course, the big U.S.-Netherlands game on Saturday we'll be previewing. So whether you want to dress in your America attire,
Are you going to dress in your America attire?
Maybe Bears Packers stuff too. Whatever you want to wear.
Dress as Uncle Sam.
That's a tough one. I don't know. You got to wear the big top hat, right? Yeah. You got to wear the. You can't. I don't have all that stuff.
Okay, that was a good idea.
Well, I'll wear some red, white, and blue. Will you wear red, white, and blue?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's wear. Mel, come wrapped in a flag.
I don't know about that.
Why not?
I don't know.
What? No.
Wear your Rocky shorts. Do you have Rocky shorts?
Rocky shorts.
No.
Do you have Rocky shorts?
I don't have Rocky shorts, no.
I have this fantastic flag that was sent to me from someone in the Gulf War that is basically, it would fill your wall. It's upstairs on my where I work out, that I could bring it in and wrap it around both of us as we talk U.S. soccer. We could do the entire show wrapped in a flag.
You're like Michael Ruzioni after winning the gold in the 80 Olympics.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wrapped in the flag, looking for his father. That's an old reference. Yeah,
right. But I won't be looking for my dad, but like I could sit there and wrap us both. Like, Jake, are you going to be with us on Friday, or are you going to be Tyler?
It'll be Tyler there.
Okay, well, we can wrap Tyler, too.
Don't you live on the north side?
I live right down here, so just downtown.
Okay, well, come on up there. Be part of the program. Have a beer. Have a Miller Lite.
Yeah. But I want to be wrapped in the flag now.
Okay, you can sit next to us. We'll wrap you in the flag as well.
It's coming out to Cody's on Friday. On Berry Street in Lakeview. Miller Lite event.
How many people can you wrap in this flag, do you think?
I bet you I could get...
Three, five?
Three at least. Four, if we're sitting next to each other.
So here's the pitch. Listeners who come out, join you guys there at Cody's. They can take their picture with you, Sylvie, and the flag.
Wrapped in a flag.
Wrapping a flag.
Yeah.
Like pigs in a blanket. Waddle and Sylvie in a flag blanket.
Pigs in a blanket.
Waddle, Sylvie, and a flag.
I don't know if that's a good pitch. Yeah. I don't know if that's a good pitch.
All right. Then don't take your picture. Just come out and have a good time.
No, the picture, I don't like the pigs in a blanket type pitch. I don't think that will draw.
I don't know, man.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
More like a burrito, then.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Russell Wilson.
Well, there's a segue.
Who, comp. Is there a comp? Do you remember?
Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby falling off the race car world?
Yeah.
In his prime. But wasn't that over an accident?
It was.
And he was never the same driver, at least.
He came back at the end, he was.
Yes, okay.
Hey, listen,
well,
if Russ has a Ricky Bobby ending, as who were we talking to? Tausch was talking to us earlier about, wasn't he saying like that, was it Tausch telling us that he's played himself out of?
The Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Can you play yourself out of the Hall of Fame? Is that possible?
I don't know.
I think he's already built up a good resume.
He's going to give it a go, it looks like. He's trying.
Look. Everyone say, oh, the Seahawks knew. And they eventually traded him. If they knew so much, why didn't they take the Bears offer a couple years ago? Why'd they keep him then? If they knew he sucked.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
They didn't know he sucked.
No, I said that he was still playing at a high level at that point, wasn't he?
Well, he didn't suck. He was, did he make it so that, because the rumors are that he went rogue oftentimes, would call his own plays in the huddle. He'd be throwing in the red zone specifically because he wanted to pad his touchdown totals. However, like I'm looking at it right now, he was virtually a lock for 10 wins every single season.
And
a lot of times it was 11 or 12. And so maybe it was just the fact that they never really could part ways with him because they would always be 11-5 or 12-4.
Yeah, it's like that old thing. Like, listen, I mean, he could be difficult to deal with. I don't know how he was in Seattle, but if you're that good. I think there were always whispers, but they were always muted by his excellent play.
We heard it from the defense, that the defense didn't like him.
Doug Baldwin didn't like him.
Yeah.
Lockett has said some things that,
We've heard that about Aaron Rodgers with some of his former players, with Greg Jennings.
No question, and why do people tolerate him?
Because
he's awesome.
Well, and think about it, too. Oftentimes, we'd hear Russell Wilson, or at least in the last couple years, he was bitching about the offensive line not being good enough. However, he also had a propensity for holding the ball a lot and you know, kind of what Justin Fields does, right? Like, extending plays, which could lead to big plays, but they also can lead to sacks and extra hits at times.
As recently as 2020, he had 40 touchdown passes and 13 interceptions.
They were 12-4.
Yes, and had 105 quarterback rating. Last year in Seattle, he had 25 touchdowns, 6 picks, and a quarterback rating of 103.
And it was a bad thumb.
Yeah.
Why his production was out. So how do you explain this? And who is the comp? Like, I said, is it the name? Like, is Russell Westbrook the comp? Maybe Russell Westbrook's a little bit older. But I'm not talking about a guy who's getting older. Like, Russell Wilson should still be in his prime. He should still be able to do it. He's, yeah, what, 8 touchdowns? Is that what
he's
it is?
He's 8-6, yeah. He's 38 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. 5 interceptions. He's only 33.
And, like, in quarterback
years, he just turned
years,
33.
That's pretty today? Young.
What's today? 34. 29? Turned 34.
Like, NBA years, I guess that is older, but for quarterback years, that is still relatively young.
It who is.
Like I, the only thing I'm trying to rack my brain on is guys who've had the yips, who were really good, whether they were a golfer or a baseball player, who then all of a sudden couldn't throw anymore and weren't good anymore.
Well, then isn't like Carson Wentz technically part of that? I mean, I know he had the bad injury, but
he never reached the heights that Russell Wilson did.
But that Super Bowl year, what he was doing, and then just to fall off.
Well, he was going to win the MVP prior to. He was the MVP front runner before he got hurt.
That was 1 year that we point
simple
to.
Size
and then I think it just killed him, too, to watch Nick Foles do what he did. Yeah. I think it was a physical and mental thing that he really had to overcome.
Yeah, what's going on in Denver right now is more than a little bit of a shock to me. I'm sure that there's some people that are, you know, having fun at his expense and saying, I knew it. Did you really know that it was going to be like this?
No one could
I don't
have.
Think Nathaniel Hackett has helped the cause.
I think it's part of it. We're a little caught in the moment because it is so bad right now and we're not used to seeing Russ like that. But it is only essentially a little more than a half of an NFL season, right?
Yeah,
so
it's 10 games.
If they fire Hackett and he gets back to anywhere close to the levels he played at in Seattle next year, I think we'll just look at this as a blip and we'll all blame it on Hackett.
That's right. Well, that's why I'm having a problem racking my brain. Like, who else? Two years ago, he was 40 touchdowns and 6 interceptions, you said?
Yeah. No, 40 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. 25-6 amazing. Last year.
Like, that not an injury. Like, Derrick Rose was an MVP, and then he had the injury. When you brought up Carson Wentz, he had the injury. Like, I'm not talking about, and you could maybe say the thumb, but prime of his career.
Oh, his thumb was an issue last year.
I know, but
it was his finger, not his thumb.
But Derrick Rose lost what he was able to do that separated him forever because the knee was never the same.
I don't think
Russell
there was
not the same because I don't of think the thumb.
There, I don't. Well, I mean, it was Russ's finger last year, right?
Was it his finger? And
yeah,
not the thumb?
I thought it was. I thought his finger was pointing in a strange direction. And he came back. Nobody thought it would be this bad this year.
I do think maybe, at least from what I've read, smart analytics people. One thing that was hidden well, I think, in Seattle was he does not like throwing over the middle of the football field. And they basically designed their entire offense to complement that strength. He likes to throw deep. He's a good deep ball thrower. But he only will work the outside of the hashes, won't go over the middle. And for whatever reason, the Broncos, I don't think, have been able to help him. And so his weakness is being intensified and magnified by the fact that the Broncos are not hiding that.
And that there's just no help with coaching.
Well, then there's like they got no help with time either because this is going to restrict them for an extended period of time.
All right, can we play this holiday parody song? And then Black and Abdallah had someone call in and perform a holiday parody song live on the air that I want to play when they're in here with us.
Somebody we know.
Yes.
Who likes a couple of, you know, likes to have a couple like we all do.
Does he?
Doesn't he?
I guess. But this is from Honey Bear, right, Meller?
It is. The one and only Honey Bear. She's a big fan of the show. Luna Duda, I believe is her name.
She's a big fan of the Bears, too.
Yeah. And so this is to the tune of Santa Baby. I believe she's performing it as Allie Silverman.
Sylvie, baby, please hurry up and finish your pee for me. I gotta really go too. Sylvie, baby, please hurry with the potty tonight.
Hurry with the potty?
Sylvie, baby, haven't you heard of period poops? Oh, shoot. Well, crap, I just need an oops. Sylvie, baby, I hope you know what you've caused tonight. Yikes. What you've noticed, the sheets have changed. Well, I put new ones on, no, it seems strange. I just wanted fresh ones, stop being a brat. I needed to change them, they had a bit of a splat. Sylvie, honey, okay, I gambled and lost on the line. It's fine, just keep this all to yourself. Sylvie, baby, please stop talking about this tonight. Oh my God, of course you did. Sylvie, honey, I'm getting texts that you're talking about me. Really? I swear to God when you get home, Sylvie, baby, you're sleeping on the big couch tonight.
Big couch.
You jerk. I wonder if Cap's lawyer friend does divorce papers, too. Ugh.
It wasn't that bad. You didn't like it, huh?
I didn't say a word. Yes. How did it start off that you were in the bathroom?
Yes, and I was hogging the bathroom, and she had to go. And because I guess because I was hogging the bathroom, she couldn't go, so she pooped in the bed.
Honestly, I thought the effort was solid. The topic and material still makes me uncomfortable.
It's been the poop year, hasn't it? On the
2022,
a lot of ways. Yeah.
How's your conversation at dinner going to go tonight?
I don't know if she's listening or not.
You said earlier she was.
No, I said if you're listening, now's the time to tune off.
I gotcha. Yes, because you don't want the kids hearing that either.
I don't know if they could have made that out or understood what that meant.
Mason's smarter than both of us.
All right, get your holiday parody songs in ESPNParody.com. We've got that Stern pinball machine up for grabs. Over $7,000 at the MSRP on that. So it's a great grand prize. The contest is wide open. Send it with that address, ESPNParody.com, and get them in. The deadline is a week from Friday. We'll crosstalk with Bleck and Abdallah and play you the entry that they got on their show, live and on the air, last night. We have not heard this yet. We'll hear it coming up next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Welcome, Abdallah, in studio with us. They've got another full show tonight. Would you have a live performance last night? Is that what we're told?
It was a musical night last night.
Guys, it was a weird, strange night. Just a normal fare on Bleck and Abdallah.
Normal Tuesday.
Yeah, Mitchell and Desplaines sent us a package, which had his music recorded on
it. He's got a CD.
So he sent us a disc, a compact disc.
Oh.
So we had music from Mitchell and Desplaines. That was fantastic. Tim from the South Side was very upset over it.
Nice.
Very upset.
Wait, Tim from the South Side, the guy who was a Cubs fan?
Angry White Sox? Yeah.
Oh, he's back?
He called in to yell about the Sox, but also to tell Mitchell that his music
sucked. He snuck in his Norm from the South Side.
He's sneaking in.
Who was I thinking? Mitchell from Desplaines is not. Who's the other Mitchell that used to come? Is it
Mitch from Bartlett?
Yes.
Well, you know Mitchell from Desplaines, too. He used to call our
show.
He calls people neophytes and all that.
I know that. Yeah.
Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Who's our buddy that came with the bad Halloween mask? Why am I drawing a blank now? Remember we were out at
See, that's the thing is Eddie from the North Side did call, and he's the one that submitted his holiday parody song live on the air.
That's what I was saying.
Do we have that?
Yes.
All right. So, again, the way to do it, this is disqualified
don't call us.
It's because you're supposed to enter on a website at ESPNParody.com. I think you guys get, it's not a thing, it's I know. No one gets more out of Eddie from the North Side than the two of you.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And
we
leveled
with Eddie.
Hey, that's a compliment. I agree, yes. Yeah. Eddie, I enjoy Eddie's calls.
Do you feel like a counselor at that point?
No, I
no. Like we got to know Eddie. We know he's an avid gamer
and the salad. Yeah. Like I learned about the
salad. He's an avid gamer. Like he's a dude. I think I'm going to go over. We're going to try to do this where I go over and play. Video games with him.
Video games with Eddie on the north side.
I go play with Eddie on the north side. Yeah, I mean he's on the north side.
He requested it, so we thought that we could do it.
Doesn't Eddie's a cook too? Isn't he? Doesn't he cook a lot of food?
Yeah. I think so. I'm bringing security. Don't worry.
Who's your security?
I got Chris.
Yeah, me.
You're going to go with him, Daddy's house?
Yeah, yeah.
Someone's got to film.
He asked us both to come over to play video games. So
we're
going to
play Call of Duty.
You guys are getting rolled.
No, we'll be fine.
Yeah, you get rolled.
That's we'll be able to hold our own.
Yeah.
I have the song. Do you want me to play it?
Yes.
I've got
absolutely.
It here. Here you go. So last night, calls into the show. He made it clear. This is a submission for the contest. We told him this isn't how it works, but he just wanted to sing
this. This is old school right here.
Malikaliki Maka is the thing to say on a Chicago gloomy Christmas day. That's the city greetings that Eddie sends to you. Here we know that Justin will be running at first sight. The defense will catch up by the night. Cappy Hoodie thinks the Savior's come on the Chicago Christmas Day. Here we know that passing is the stars at night, and even Danny knows that Eddie is right. That's it. That's all I got for it.
You guys are definitely, you're going to get kidnapped. You're going to be put in Mitchell Trubisky jerseys and sent down in a hole in his
I don't think he's a Trubisky guy. He's just like a pocket passer. We'll be living under the stairs.
Until you change your perspective on Ohio State quarterbacks, you're going to be in the crawl space.
Well, people are down on CJ Stroud now,
Twitch chat saying Eddie on the north side may be the worst Chicago sports radio caller ever.
That's not true.
Not on Black and Abdallah.
That's not true.
Like some other shows, but not on Black and Abdallah.
Did you have a list of the worst?
Oh, man. Well, I don't think we ever put him on. But do you remember the angry guy
up here, right?
That would call in to Talking Baseball all the time and yell about propaganda?
Yes, from Barrington.
He would call to Talking Baseball all the time.
John or Dan?
No, John and Barrington. He'd be like, there's propaganda,
man. He's like, you guys have propaganda. This Bruce Levine is spreading Cubs propaganda. And we're like, what?
Every week he would call
every time. We'd never put him on.
That was me, by the way.
It was you.
It was you.
You're John and Barrington. All right.
This propaganda, man. No, I feel like we have, I love all of our callers equally.
Yeah,
I
but think we could have a contest and see who the worst was. I think that's fair.
We'll do a March Madness.
All callers are great callers.
We'll do it during March Madness.
Look at Waddle's face.
Hey, those are our fans, man.
Yes.
To keep the lights on.
I didn't say anything about it. I said nothing.
You're going to end up in the crawl space.
Isn't it amazing?
You know what I thought of?
Why am I going to be in the crawl space? I'm not going anywhere to play games.
This is off topic, but when you guys were talking about being wrapped in the flag and showing up and all, the only thing I could think of was you as Will Ferrell in that sketch where he shows up in just the Speedo at work for 4th of July with his leg up.
Done.
That's what Waddle's going to show up as. He's going to show up and just... I'm sorry that I am proud to be an American.
Yes, hammered is all you know what.
I want that. Get an America Speedo.
The maca is the thing.
Eddie was great when he came out and saw us in person.
He knocked over the Twitch cam three times.
Yeah, he was great.
Oh my God, who is that? He just walked into the
building.
So
he's not keeping our lights on? No. Eddie's not.
Malikaliki Maka is the thing to say.
I think a light just went out.
All right, Black and Abdallah coming up next. Thank you to Mark Tauscher and Michael Wilbon. We appreciate them. Great work by Jake Cantu, who was in for Tyler. Tyler's back tomorrow. Don't forget, we've got Barstool Big Cat in tomorrow as well.
And we'll see you guys at Binny's tomorrow night.
That's right.
That is right.
We're going to shock the world there with our bourbon barrel.
Yeah, bourbon barrel?
Yeah.
So it's for few, and it starts at 6 with your broadcast, and then all the station will be there.
It's going to be fun.
It will
it's
be fantastic.
Great. Free whiskey tastings?
Yeah, come hang out. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. There's going to be drinking involved.
You guys are, we've already booked Carmen and Yurko in the leadoff spot. You guys can claim a spot to come on, talk about your bourbons, talk about your barrels
and stuff.
Yeah,
to the crowd.
Yeah.
You
got to come on and join us.
Extra spicy.
Tomorrow.
So we'll do crosstalk, and then you guys will join us again when you get there.
Our bourbon, you know what our bourbon does? Get you drunk.
Hey, same here.
Is
that on the bottle?
Yeah. Gets you drunk.
Our approach, it's approachable. Is our angle.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, it's approachable.
Carmen's talking about different notes and cherries and tobacco.
Not for sipping.
Get out of here.
Not for sipping.
It's for the stuck up people.
This is a chugging whiskey.
Yours is more approachable.
This is a chugging whiskey.
This is a chubby whiskey.
No, this is a chugging whiskey.
Okay.
It's the kind of whiskey you chug.
Woo! By the way, I'm working on a soda holiday parody song to dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Oh, that'll be good.
soda. You made me not so fat. soda. How about you all take that?
Yes. You're
it's
onto
done.
It.
It's done.
There you go.
It's already.
Galakimaka is the thing to say.
All right, Black and Abdal coming up next. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Wednesday night.